Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Good morning, everyone. I greet you in the name of Jesus. This is Brother Wilmer. Yes, this week we have talked about stormy seas and high waves. We've talked about fears, and we've also talked about chastening, and we talked about entering in that straight gate and on the narrow way. This morning, I'd like to talk about evils and suffering. Satan comes to us in many different ways, and he tries to trick and manipulate us in many different ways. 2 Corinthians 11:14, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. He also tried to trick and manipulate Jesus Christ. Matthew 4:1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command these things to be made into bread. Then the devil taketh him up into a holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. In 8. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and said unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Yes, he tried his best to trick and manipulate Jesus Christ, and to bring evils and sufferings upon him. Ephesians 6:11, Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So why is Satan still here? How can God use Satan? How can Satan, when he exposes himself, be for our good and for our benefit? In other words, evil and sufferings, how can they be for our good? I think there's an answer for us in Job, how God still has use for Satan for our good. And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, this is in verse 12 now. And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Yes, we are tried by Satan sometimes. And yes, there is evils and sufferings in this world. But these things are for our good. They are to try us and to test us and to help us get strong and stronger. I'd like to describe two different people here. Person number one finds himself in discouragement and or maybe in a depression. And he wonders why he is depressed or why he is discouraged or maybe why he is doubting. And then he thinks, the thinking of this person is, well, I'm a Christian. I shouldn't be experiencing this despair or this discouragement or this depression or these doubts. And this person starts to doubt whether or not he is in Christ or not. Person number two finds himself discouraged or depressed, but he rejoices because when he recognizes that he is being buffeted by Satan, he realizes that Satan is exposing another area in his life where the Lord wants him to be free. Therefore, he starts rejoicing and is exceedingly glad. Now, a challenge for us. Which of these two people become free first? You see, when we are tempted and tried, when there's evils and sufferings around us, we can always, if we are exercised thereby, we can always see through the help of God what He wants us to be free from. So in these ways, Satan and his evils can still be for our good. Because if we are watchful and we have on that full armor and we are being buffeted by him, we will realize very soon that there is a greater freedom awaiting for us right beyond this temptation. Luke 10:19, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. In Romans 6:20, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Yes, the Lord God, the peace of our Lord and Savior, the peace of God will help us in these times, and Satan will lose again and again and again as we have victory again and again and again. What should be done when someone is being manipulated by Satan in any way? Maybe in discouragement. Maybe in depression. Maybe being tricked. Maybe this person is in doubt. 2 Timothy 2:25. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the knowledge of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, you are taken captive by him at his will. Yes, there is victory. Yes, even in evils and sufferings. Yes, even when Satan comes with his tricks and his manipulations, there's a greater freedom beyond this if we can see it. Thus, to Christ's followers who glimpse the glorious purpose and triumph in and through evils and sufferings, the acceptance and endurance of them becomes an adventure of faith. Thus and thus alone does the Christian warrior laugh the laugh of faith. If God's gifts are our blessings, and the devil's assaults are also our blessings, what remains to harm or depress us? If good is good, and evil is equally good to the enlightened, then a realm of life is entered where we rejoice always, in everything give thanks, and in all things are more than conquerors. Fight on, my brother. Fight on. There's victory. God bless you all.